So a climate story now of ice and maps that get things wrong and what that does to the debate over climate change. Joining us now is Jeff Cargill, who's a glaciologist at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So take me through this story here. It appears that the Times Atlas of the World, which is a big atlas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Published by HarperCollins, printed a brand new map of Greenland. And the size was a little smaller than what perhaps some glaciologists might have expected. And HarperCollins claims that Greenland has lost more than 15% of its coastline due to glacial melting, which presumably would be attributed to global warming. Correct? Not correct? A huge controversy or just a bit of a typo?
Correct assessment. The problem was not the scale of the map, because even at the minuscule scale of the map that was presented in the first major media accounts of this press-released atlas, the scale was enough to see that there was something egregiously wrong with the map. For thousands of kilometers along the coastline and extending in several tens of kilometers, even over 100 in many places, what should be ice covered is not ice covered in the map, and this, of course, was a problem. And the HarperCollins, a publisher of the map, has investigated the cause of it. I would leave it up to them to clarify the cause of it, but the glaciology community instantly recognized this as a gross error, not a science error. It was a book publisher error.
I mean, how does that work? I mean,
error.
Glaciologists are sitting around looking at atlases, and one goes, "Hey, look at Greenland. This is insane." Is it like? It's probably not like that.
I think that it was because of the press release statement, the marketing statement that accompanied the release of the atlas, that tipped us off. There was a number of 15% ice loss, which you don't even need to look at the atlas. Glaciologists, know roughly how much ice has been lost, and it is a factor of at least 50 less than that. And so without even looking at the atlas, we knew there was a problem. And then, of course, if you look at it, you see geographically where the problem is.
And you can verify it from, I gather, aerial photography or satellite photography. And I guess scientists say that the actual amount of the melt of Greenland over the last 12 years is more like a tenth of a percent. Do maps tend to figure into the controversy over global warming, or is this just an anomalous event?
Well, this was a non-science error, but it figures into the argument. It has catalyzed a new attitude in the global change community. We have decided that we're going to oppose and hopefully stop media exaggerations and misrepresentations and climate change denialism. This is for the sake of popular understanding and really the economic health and future of our civilization.
All right. Jeff Cargill, who's a glaciologist at the University of Arizona, reacting to a map mistake by the Times Atlas of the World involving the amount of ice melt in Greenland. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.